How do you approach these patients in a non-protocol situation?
I'm still using tamoxifen, Neil, although I do routinely, based on the trial results that are available, discuss with them the kind of pros and cons of ovarian suppression. And I do have some women who listen to those things and say, I want this. And I push pretty hard for that trial right now, but occasionally people end up getting it in a non-trial setting. And actually, in my practice, interestingly, most of the women who are getting it are people who started with another oncologist, moved to Baltimore, came to me with a care plan. And as you said, because I'm known for what I do, they end up in my practice for their long-term follow-up. And I continue what was started.
One of the biggest controversies that I hear people talking about is the high-risk patient, multiple node-positive premenopausal patient, particularly for those unusual patients who have ER-positive, HER2-positive disease. We did that symposium at San Antonio where we had 7 or 8 research leaders, including yourself, on the podium. I threw that kind of case out and went right down the line, if you remember. And I was surprised that no one really brought up the issue of LHRH agonist plus an aromatase inhibitor, because I know that for those kinds of patients in clinical practice, maybe a third of oncologists are doing that. What are your thoughts about that?
Intellectually, it makes great sense to me. If I start extrapolating everything I know from different data sets and trying to throw it together, and you know, the things you would be integrating would be the sense that adding ovarian suppression is a good thing, and that the sense from postmenopausal women in a couple different small trials now that aromatase inhibitors seem to be more appropriate for HER2-positive patients than taking tamoxifen. So we're taking these trial results and we're throwing them together and assuming that they all correlate. Maybe. I guess the thing that stops me a little bit is that the one trial I know that actually looked at this, which was Dick Love's trial of oophorectomy and tamoxifen in premenopausal Vietnamese women, where they brought all their tissues back and did central HER2 testing. HER2 status didn't matter. You know, in that particular trial, what mattered was being receptor positive, hormone receptor positive, that you needed that if you were going to do well with these combined hormone therapies. But those women who had HER2 positive tumors also did quite well with it. So I just think that, you know, that's yet another piece of information we can bring into this, and it's a disparate one. So it's hard for me to know how to integrate that. That person that you've just described to me sounds to me like a perfect candidate for the SWOFT trial.
Absolutely.
And barring that, if you're a firm believer in ovarian suppression, and I'll let you have that, then she's a great candidate for the TEXT trial, so where that could be sorted out.
And so then in that case, she would get ovarian suppression and then be randomized to tamoxifen
or the AI, right?
Interesting.